Broken Bulbs is a proud member of the Create Fine and is produced by Mecco Radio.
It was a treat to scrape up a couple of bucks on Sunday after church and go to Taco Bell and get a couple of, you know, burritos off the dollar menu. I mean, that's how bad it was, you know, and we were living off of handouts from family. And again, it was a shot to our pride and very difficult. I was so naive that I didn't have enough inside. I like to say I didn't know enough to know what I didn't.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders who need to keep it real. Today I'm joined by Kelly Henry. For 20 years as an award-winning chiropractor, he's helped his patients live healthier lives. Since 2018, Dr. Henry has used his customer service system to rapidly increase growth and profits for a variety of business leaders. He's also the author of Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service, but he also failed to get his first chiropractic office really moving as he'd hoped. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I'd like to invite you to leave us a review and share this episode with a friend or family member who you think would get something out of it. We are really trying to push the show and get it out to as many listeners as possible to share the message of we all fail, we all make mistakes, and it's normal, and it's important to talk about it and learn from it. We want to see the show get to 10,000 downloads an episode before the end of the year. Let's see if we can do it. Thanks for your help and enjoy the show. Dr. Kelly Henry, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely, Alex. Let's get after it.
Fantastic. This one's going to be interesting. You came out of university with, you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed, ready to explore the world and with huge dreams. But as so many of us know, especially if we're regular listeners to the show, those dreams don't always pan out. So fill us in. What happened? What happened to your dreams?
Well, they just got put on hold a little bit because I was, like you said, so naive. You know, I come out of chiropractic school with a doctorate degree. I figured I could throw up my shingle, my diploma, and people would flock to me. You know, it'd take me about a week and a half and I'd be making about $1 million a year. So, you know how that works out. And so I moved my family across the country, to a city. We have no relatives, we have no friends, we have no acquaintances, and try to set things up. And it was a huge disaster. It was a very low moment in my life, my family's life. It was discouraging. It was difficult. It was a slap in the face. And it was basically because I was so naive that I didn't have enough insight. I like to say I didn't know enough to know what I didn't know as far as business. I knew how to be a chiropractor. I knew how to take care of patients and health-wise, but I had no clue on running a business. Now, that all being said, what I learned from it was a couple of things. One, as I did get hooked up with a couple of mentors, thankfully, a couple of chiropractors that had been in business for 20, 30 years. And so they knew the ins and outs, and they were so gracious. They were so patient. They took me under their wings and really gave me such a great foundation and just shared their knowledge with me so I could move forward with my chiropractic career. The other thing that I learned from, or not necessarily learned, but experienced later on when I did become successful, was that I appreciated my success so much more than I probably would have because I'd seen, you know, I'd been desperate. I mean, my wife and I, it was a treat to scrape up a couple of bucks on Sunday after church and go to Taco Bell and get a couple of, you know, burritos off the dollar menu. I mean, that's how bad it was, you know, and we were living off of handouts from family and again, it was a shot to our pride and very difficult. But another thing that came out of that is knowing that, hey, you know, our family stepped up and helped us out and took care of us at times through that situation, that time in our life, that when we had the financial means to help those around us, help other family members, that we remembered when people were helping us and our family helped us, well, we needed to return the favor and reciprocate. And so that was another, not necessarily lesson, but just it was ingrained in us that, hey, we need to help those that are in need, just like we were helped once before in our lives. So again, it was a tough, difficult time, but if I had to go back and do it over again, I don't think I would, because it laid a foundation for me to be successful later on. It laid a foundation for me to appreciate what I had later on. And you know, life's all about living and learning. Some people just live, but some people live and learn. And I take pride in living and learning, moving forward, not looking at it as a failure, but learning from it and more intelligently start again. So that's really what I got from it.
I love that. And I love how much you were impacted by the people around you. You talk about mentors, other chiropractors who have been through this and who have already established themselves, kind of showing you the ropes and helping you get started. And then, of course, the family that you were able to fall back on for assistance and the people who loved you and were there for you to care for you. So maybe what I'm curious about is in the situation, there's, you know, tons of young entrepreneurs and old entrepreneurs and of all shapes and sizes who might be in a similar situation. How can they go about finding people to support them and to mentor them and to show them how they can improve and kind of get out of this valley of naivety?
A couple different ways. Certainly hiring coaches is not a bad idea. In fact, it's a phenomenal idea, because for the most part, coaches have been there and done that. And they can help you make the right decisions, and they can keep you from making the wrong decisions. So that's hugely valuable. That's what I tell my clients all the time. You know, I'm keeping you from making terrible decisions that only would cost you frustration, time, and money. Another good way is just do a little research and find people in your arena. They may not be a coach, but they're doing what you're doing. And approach them from a sense of, hey, would you mind just helping me? Would you just mind, you know, giving me a couple of tips? You know, I'm just trying to, I've seen your success. I've seen what you're doing. I'm trying to push more into that arena, not to be a competition to you. I'm just trying to, you know, trying to be successful in this field, in this arena, in this particular job or industry. Would you mind talking with me for 30 minutes and let me pick your brain just a little bit to grab some knowledge from you? And more times than not, you know, those that are in a higher status and have gone before you and are doing, you know, big things, they're humbled by you wanting to grab knowledge from them, and they're going to be more than happy to give you some information, especially if you approach it from humbleness and say, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, but I know you do. Can you help me out just a little bit? That is a great way to go about just getting some knowledge that can help you move forward in a more intelligent manner.
Yeah. And it does feel good. Anytime somebody approaches you asking for your help, it's like, oh, am I an expert? Like, it feels a little validating on your end too.
Absolutely. So, and it's, you know, and you take that with the knowledge of one day I'm going to be in their shoes and I'll return the favor. But sometimes you just have to suck up your pride, you know, be humble about it and say, hey, listen, I don't know what I'm doing here. Or I know a little bit, but I'm just not moving forward like I want. Can I grab some of your knowledge? Would you mind, you know, dispensing to some of your knowledge, because I know you're doing great things. So,
of course, at the end of every episode, I like to give you a moment where you can brag a little bit so that we're not just talking about your mistakes and missteps. What is working for you now? Tell us where we can find you and follow everything that you're doing now.
The easiest way to find me is on my website, drkellyhenry.com. And you can find more about me, obviously, my programs, what I do, my book. And that's what I'm going to brag on is I'm a published author. Excited about that. Book came out a couple of months ago. The book is entitled Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service. And that's what I based my chiropractic offices that I built up over the years on, that foundation of providing just stellar service to my patients, make them feel valued and important. And I've just taken that knowledge, put it in a book that's not full of fluff. It's just full of straightforward ideas and insights that really any business can take a hold of, improve their business by implementing those ideas to increase their level of customer service. And all that does is going to add to retention, referrals, a better atmosphere for the business. And when you have that, you're going to increase profits. And every business wants to do that. So again, Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service. You can buy that on Amazon, and it's in every form, including digital and audio, for those who like to listen to books.
That's me. I'm obviously, with all these podcasts that I do, obviously I like listening to things rather than reading. And of course, as a fan of not fluffy things, that's why we keep the podcast so short, and a fan of customer service, I'm excited to get into the book myself. And just want to say once again, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Alex. It's been a pleasure.
And thank you for listening. Surround yourself with people who will support you through thick and thin. Find those who've gone before and can pass on their experience to you. And probably most importantly, when you've passed through your own valley of naivety, pass it on by supporting others and sharing your own experience. Special thank you to Dr. Kelly Henry for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out his work, including his book, Define and Deliver Exceptional Customer Service. I've read it myself and can vouch for it. I've linked that and the rest of his work in the show notes. And if you enjoyed this episode, please leave us a review and share it with a friend or family member who you think might get something out of it. Remember, we're trying to get to that 10,000 downloads an episode. It's a big goal, but I figure if you don't shoot for the stars, what are you shooting for? Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio. We are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use in this show is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.